You are our Redeemer.
你负我们一生的责任。
You are now taking the responsibility of life.
哦，你真是我们的磐石。
Yes, you are our rock.
你是我们的高台。
You are our high altar.
哦，你的磐石能够隐藏我们。
That your rock hide us in the cleft.
哦，在一个炎热的时候，你能遮蔽我们。
And on a hot day, you cover us with
your
hand.
那我们干旱的时候，你涌出活水的泉源来。
When we are dry, you give us living water.
哦，能够滋润我们内心的干渴。
To feel the thirst in our heart.
你时刻以无穷的恩典为我们的冠冕。
Moment by moment.
你的丰满满溢在我的里面。
A full abundance in my heart.
当我们要被提的时候，我们心里面何等的喜乐。
When we exalt up on high, we will be
the most joyous. 我们今天要歌唱欢呼。
Today we worship.
我们将来也要歌唱欢呼。
Future we worship.
我们到永远的里面，我们要歌唱欢呼。
Forevermore we always
sing. 把我们所有的感谢、赞美都来归给你。因为你是配得的。
Because you are worthy.
你爱来遮盖我们。
Your love covers us.
你这磐石来护庇我们。你成为我们救恩的一个磐石，
我
们的根基何等的稳固。我们在这个地方来歌颂你的爱，要将你的名来高举，奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们把下面的时间交给史伯成弟兄。
Let's read the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11. Together. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
24-28.
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. For he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkling of the blood, so that he would destroy the firstborn would not touch him. One more verse. Hebrews chapter 3,
1-6.
1-6.
大家翻到希伯来书三章没有？
没有。
没有。刚才读一章就在前面，第三章翻到了没有？
So Hebrews chapter 3.
翻到了，一节到第六节。
1-6. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and the high priest of our confessions. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as the Son over his house, whose house we are. If we hold fast our confidence and the boasts of our hope firm until the end.
好，末了那个原文所
He says
that we are this house. Exodus chapter 16. 31-32. The house of Israel named it manna, and it was considered sweet, white, and its taste was like wafers with honey. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omer forward of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread that I feed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt."
好, 17章, 5-16.
Exodus chapter 17, 5-16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock of Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." He named the place Massa and Marah, because of the quarrel of the sons of Israel, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." Joshua did so, Moses told him, and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hand, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book as a memorial and recite it to Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "The Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war against Amalek from generation to generation." Exodus chapter 33. Now the song that we just sang is from Exodus chapter 33.
33章,
chapter 33,
17-23.
The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing for which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight."
And
I will show compassion. But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live." Then the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock, and it will come about while my glory is passing by, and I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen."
Then
we're going to read the book of Numbers, chapter 17. Numbers chapter 17, 8-11. Now on the next day, Moses went into the tent of testimony, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi has sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. Moses then brought out all the brought some of the presence of the Lord to all the sons of Israel. And they looked, and each man took his rod. But the man said to Moses, who bagged the rod of Aaron before the testimony, to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put an end to their grumblings against me, so that they will not die. Thus Moses did, just as the Lord had commanded him, so he did. Numbers chapter 20.
20:10-13.
And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly before the rock, and he said to them, "Listen now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation and the priests drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall now bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." Those were the waters of Meribah, because the sons of Israel contend with the Lord, and he proved himself holy among them.
好,再读21章4到9节.
Numbers chapter 21:4-9. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and Moses, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable food." The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, so that many people of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, because we have spoken against the Lord and you. Intercede with the Lord, that he may remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent, and set it on a standard, and it shall come about that everyone who will beat him, when he looks at it, he will live." And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard. And it came about that if a serpent beat any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he
lived.
Lastly, let's read the book of Matthew, chapter 17:1-3. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. Behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking to them. Now, Moses is the great figure. But then we're going to condense his words in two meetings. And I believe that brothers and sisters will understand. The last time, we did not have time to speak of the greatest signs of Moses. So we just spent a couple words on it. That God wanted to destroy all sinners. And the Israelites and the Egyptians are as corrupted as each other. So when God wants to strike the firstborn of all the Egyptians, but it should be the same for all the Israelites. Now why is the Israelite chosen? Not because of who they are. But God gave Moses the command that each family you will take a lamb, kill that lamb, and then put their blood on their doorstep. And then the Bible says that when I see this blood, I will bypass this house. And when I see this blood, I will bypass the house of the Israelites. So this talked about the souls of man. How Jesus spread his blood for us. And how Jesus gave his spirit for us.
在十架上,
and then on the cross, he laid down his soul to become our redemption. So that's why Paul said that we are bought by a hefty price.
这个暑假多沉重,
and how hefty is this price?
主耶稣的非常美丽的魂,
that this beautiful soul of Jesus,
降魂放下,
he put down this beautiful soul
做我暑假,
to become our redemption.
我们在免了永死,
so by that we now can escape eternal death.
以色列人过逾越节,
so that's why the Israelites hold the Passover.
直到今天他们还过逾越节,
until today they still hold this custom.
但他们不明白逾越节的意义,
but I don't think they understand the meaning of the Passover.
有一次我在中国西安呢,
one time I was in Xi'an.
看见两个人呢,
I saw two men.
我看这两个人像犹太人,
and see these two people, they look like they're Jews.
但完全像中国衣服啊,
but then they were in Chinese clothing.
跟他们讲话,
and then when I talked to them, they speak to me in the Xi'an dialect.
我说你们是犹太人,
and then I said, are you guys Jews?
但先生你怎么看出来的?
And then he said, how can you tell?
我们在中国住了一千多年了,
and he said, I have lived in this country for thousands of years.
但是我们是犹太人,
but yes, our origin is that we were Jews.
犹太人一直保持了我们的血统的纯正,
for these Jews, they keep the purity of their blood.
我说你们还过逾越节吗?
And then I asked them, do you guys still hold Passover?
他说我们过,
and they said yes.
杀只羊杀不起了,
and that we kill a lamb if we could afford it.
我们杀只鸡过逾越节,
if you can't afford it, we killed a chicken instead.
所以他们完全不明白逾越节的意义,
so in fact these two Jews, they don't understand the meaning of a Passover.
我一见这血就逾越,
he said, when I see this blood, I will pass over this house.
摩西做的事和我们新约神的儿女发生切身的关系了,
now whatever Moses did in the Old Testament has a relationship with us.
所以在以西伯来三章,
so in Hebrews chapter 3,
神怎样建造摩西,
how God has made and built Moses,
建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣,
how the builder of the house has more glory than the house itself,
摩西以前的事都是将来所要传说的事,
and then what Moses did becomes the things to come,
摩西所行的事是到今天极大的救恩,
and then whatever Moses did before is the representation of the salvation of today, to lead the millions of Israelites in the wilderness. When they passed the Red Sea, now they face bigger difficulties. In the wilderness, there's no food. There is no food, what do they do? And then the biggest things they could do is to start complaining. So we don't want to come out of Egypt. We would rather be slaves. Now you took us out into the wilderness. What are we to do?
摩西祷告神,
so Moses prayed,
就说天上降下粮食来,
and then from the heaven comes the bread.
这是人类历史中最伟大的神迹,
and I say that this is the greatest miracle of man history.
天上降粮下来,
that from the heaven there comes bread.
40年,
comes bread for 40 years.
一定时候降,
every day same time.
这是最大的神迹,
and this is the greatest miracle of all.
马纳跟着露水降下来,
that the manna would come with the morning dew.
露水蒸发了,
when the morning dew is evaporated,
遍地都是马纳,
then the whole ground is filled with manna.
马纳这句话,
and manna,
意思是说这是什么?
The meaning of manna is, what is this?
这是什么?
What is this thing?
这话意思就是,
and then, in Hebrews, what is this is manna. No one has seen something like this. In the Bible, when he captured manna, it described it as the taste of an ice cream. It's white in color.
甜甜的,
it's sweet.
有点油的,
and then it's a little greasy.
凉凉的,
it's cold.
像冰淇淋啊,
so doesn't it sound just like ice cream?
很好吃,
and then it must taste great.
很有营养,
it is full of nutrition.
不仅叫人活着,
not only it will make you live,
叫人能够长大,
but it will make you grow.
叫人能够强壮,
it will give you strength.
天天吃马纳,
and then daily if you eat this manna,
马纳每天降下来,
the manna would come every day at the same time.
每家人家都按照他们的口粮口 胃口来争取马纳,
and everyone will go capture as much as they need.
马纳不能留到明天, 今天多拿点不行的,
but manna is not last until tomorrow, so you can't get too much.
第二天就变坏长虫了,
because on the next day it will perish.
马纳一件事,
Manna has to be fresh every day.
And
praise the Lord, today we praise together. And that's one thing that I enjoy the most. So today, on the breaking bed ceremony, I wanted to sing Psalm 71. And then a brother said 71. And then later on, I wanted to sing Psalm 90. And then another brother said 90. So that's why I don't speak up no more. Because it's the same spirit that touches us. Now, do you feel the Lord in the midst of us? That's the most wonderful time. As the children of God, we need to pray. We have to praise Him with no orders. Because we have received this great grace. We are not worthy. There is nothing we could do to repay what we have received. And the only thing we could do to repay Him is to praise Him. That the Lord sits on the throne of our praise. So when we praise Him with our heart, then He will be in the midst of us. And to have the Lord in the midst of us is the greatest blessings of all. Lord, no, not only give His body to us, but He is in us. He is in the midst of us. So that's why the midst of Him is the greatest blessing of all. When He is here, everything is wonderful. So Moses asked the Israelites to eat manna. He talked about how Christ is the bread of our life. In John chapter 6,
对以色列人说,
and he says that your forefathers ate of this manna and they still died.
玛纳说主要天上降下来的真粮,
but manna is also the bread from heaven. It is not the bread from Moses.
在第六章里主说了三次啊,
and then in John chapter 6, Jesus says three times that I am the bread of life.
主不是给我们欣赏的。
Jesus is not there just for us to look at and be pleasure in.
主也不是给我们研究的。
And then the Lord is not there for us to learn more and just to do research on.
主是给我们吃的。
But the Lord is a piece of bread for us to eat in.
我们要吃主啊。
So we have to eat this bread.
里面得着饱足。
So that eating Him, we can be satisfied.
接着祷告来吃主。
So through our prayers, we eat this bread. Through reading His words, we eat this bread. And through our praises, we eat this bread. And through our fellowship, we eat this bread. So now do you understand why we have to eat Christ? Because by eating Him, we can be satisfied. And how do we be satisfied? Because now I'm full. I don't need to eat anymore. I am now fulfilled. For now, in natural life, there's no fulfillment. So that's why in this natural life, we grab more and more. But now, after receiving Christ, we are satisfied. Now everything is fulfilled. So as children of God, we have to eat this bread every day. For the manna has to be fresh. So when we speak God's word, we hope that it is fresh to every one of us as well. And my teacher, Watchman Nee, he was a famous man. And he spoke of this. And he said that the words can be preached, but the spirit cannot be preached. So then when we speak of this Bible, it's still the same book. But then the spirit cannot be old. Our spirit, when we are combined with the Lord, is always anew. So when we live in the Lord's fellowship, there is always this new life. And that's the most important thing. That we get to eat Christ. And after eating, we are satisfied. And after the manna, they went to another place, and at that place there's no water.
不吃,
if there was no food, then you could probably survive 7 to 8 days. But without water, in 3 days you're done for. So at that time they started complaining again. And then now the Lord asked Moses to come to this rock. And this is a special rock. He said, use your staff to strike this rock. And then water will come out of it. And that the people may drink. And in the New Testament, there's an explanation of this living water. And this rock is our spiritual rock. And Jesus is this rock. And Jesus on the cross, he was struck. And then from him comes this living water. So from then on, the children of God could drink this living water. That's in John chapter
4.
There is this woman who was thirsty. He took a bucket to the well. And she has to take water every day. And then she was a shameful woman. And then the Lord said, where are your husbands? And then this shameful woman didn't want to talk about her husband. And then the Lord said, you had 5 husbands before and the 6th one is not really your husband. And then this woman is in thirst. And she is sinful to man. So that's why she was a shameful woman. And she was a pitiful woman as well. She was thirsty. From one husband to another she could never be satisfied. And now the 6th man is not even her husband. And then the Lord said this. And said, whoever drink of this water will still be thirsty. But if man comes to drink from me, then this man will not be thirsty again. Because my water will come as a fountain. And this will flow evermore. And this woman said, give me this water. So that I don't have to come to this well every day. And then at the end, this woman understood that indeed she did not need anything. She didn't even need a bucket. She didn't even need a bucket for this living water. And she started preaching the name of Jesus. That I have met this wonderful Savior. And then we have this song that says, how can we not be thirsty again? Have you sang this song? And this is one of the songs that I like to sing the most. And then when I sing more and more, I will feel that I will never be thirsty again. And you start asking people, how do you not be thirsty again? And then you will sing with a strong voice that said, yes, after drinking this water, I'll never be thirsty again. And this is the testimony of the children of God. Now, every 4 years, we have a president election. And I see these candidates fighting each other. They use all their might. All their wealth. And at the end, there's always a winner and there's always a loser. Now, I don't even want to see the face of the loser. But now, he must be the saddest man on earth. Now, what about the winner? Now, what did the winner get? Now, is the winner now never thirsty again? No way. Now, after 4 years, he cannot even be president anymore. Whoever drink of this water will still be thirsty. But if men come to drink this living water, then you will not be thirsty again. Because my water will be overflowing in you. Floating forevermore. And this is the testimony of all Christians. We are no longer in thirst. Because the Lord is our rock. And he was struck. And from him comes this living water. Now in this church, these brothers and sisters that have the experience of the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit. Now I think that it did happen today as well. Now I feel that now more are now tight. Before we flow more freely. And then you're doing our breaking bread, we always are filled. And sometimes we are filled so full and we flow freely that we sing really loud. There is a time in history that the meeting was all filled with the Holy Spirit. So to praise is a privilege. That's when our spirits and God's spirits are mingled. From the Lord we receive this living water. And after the meeting we should all be filled. And we eat this bread from Christ. And we drink this water from Christ. So when we say we speak of eating Jesus, we drink the Spirit. Because the Spirit is this living water. And the Spirit is the one that comes into the midst of us. Now have you met him? Has the Spirit ever gone back? Has it ever left us? No. Now he's through 2,000 years of history of the church. How many times Christians are filled with the Spirit? Until today is still true. In the Northern California, the Church of San Jose, they are more freely than we are. When they break bread, they are often filled by the Spirit. They would sing and pray out loud freely to the Lord. And after everyone is fed, after everyone is no longer thirsty, not only in the breaking bread ceremony, in fact, this could happen anytime.
No Bible, no breakfast. 没有圣经就没有早餐了。
Oh, there is one saying. It says if you don't read the Bible, then you cannot have breakfast. So I said we have to eat Christ.
天天吃,
daily we eat him.
这是我们日常属灵的生活,
and that should be our spiritual life.
天天喝的,
daily we eat him and drink him.
我早晨就吃饱了早饭来的,
in the morning I come filled with him.
所以我有力量讲话,
so that's why I have strength to speak.
讲完话,
and then after speaking, then I go to lunch. It's not something that you only have to do once daily. You eat Christ.
喝圣灵,
you drink the Spirit. And this is the best spiritual life we can have. In Exodus chapter 33 is an important verse. And Moses had this great prayer. And he asked God, show me your glory. And how can he come up with such a great prayer? Because it is the hardest thing to see is God's glory. What is God's glory? What is glory? Maybe we can understand what is righteousness. Maybe we can understand what is holiness. But what is glory? Now this glory is not anything we can obtain from this
land.
But in Exodus chapter 33, it showed us that glory is God himself. God himself is glory. When God reveals himself, that's glory. So when we go to the summer conference, if you're not filled by the Spirit, you have to ask for this experience. And if you have this experience, then you have to ask for more. When I was in Taiwan, they have a bigger summer conference than we do. They have more people. And all of a sudden, the Spirit comes and filled everyone. And all of the Christians, now they're filled. And they prayed out loud. And that's a great sight. They're satisfied from within. And then I thought of this one thing. One time I was putting my hands on a lot of people's heads. And when I come to this particular sister, I don't know who she is. But then when I put my hand on her, I felt that she was hurt badly. She did not have only one wound. So I didn't say anything. Because her wounds cannot be healed by words. So that I put my hands for a longer time. And then the Spirit goes to her through me. And then I took away my hand. And she went back. And in fact, she had four different wounds. And the wounds were deep in her. And she couldn't get through any of her wounds. And then these four wounds are deep. But finally, now she received the Lord. She went back. And she did not speak a word. And she sat quietly before the Lord. The whole night she sat silently. And the Lord started healing her wound one by one. Until the next morning, she is now completely healed. She is now released. Not only she was filled with the Spirit, but the Spirit released her completely. And healed her wound completely as well. That how great is our Savior. Lord knows of you till the very little thing. So how about we bring all our little things to Him? When we are in sorrow, how about we share a pain with our Lord? When we are joyful, we could share our joyful things with Him. How about we share our joyful things with Him? So how sweet it is to have a fellowship with our Lord. And these are the things that the other people don't know. And that one day, Moses asked to see God's glory. And God said, so no one can see my face. Because the glory is God himself. For whoever sees of my face cannot survive. But the Lord listened to Moses' prayer. And the Lord wanted to do this thing for him. So the Lord found this rock. And then on this rock, there's this cleft. And he has to put Moses into this cleft. And moreover, he has to put his hand to cover Moses. And then the Lord said, when I pass by, I cover you with my hand. And then when I take away my hand, you shall take a look. And then when Moses took a look, Moses saw the back of God. And then I looked at it, I felt, oh, what a pity for Moses. The Lord has done so much for Moses. This rock is a representation of Jesus. And then on the cross, Jesus was
struck.
And now we hit into his wound. And from there, we could see God's glory. Now, the experience of filling of the Spirit, the most wonderful experience, the most wonderful thing is that you could now feel the glory within you. And that's something that cannot be described by words. When God's glory fills His house, when His glory fills every corner of our body. So at that time, you feel like that you're in heaven. Because at that time, you see a glimpse of His glory. And that's in different ages. Now, in the new ages, we see Lord Jesus. Because God does not come with a form. God is a spirit. And then spirit is something that we may experience. That spirit is powerful. But has anyone seen the spirit? No, because the spirit cannot be seen by eyes. The triumph of God. Only the Son of God can be seen. And all the ones who have seen God are the ones who have seen the Son of God. And in John chapter 1, it says that we have seen His glory. Today, when we see God's face, there's a famous book. The book's name is that we have seen His glory. And then I've talked to the author before. In fact, this is a person who has seen God's glory. He is different. But we can also proclaim that we have seen His glory. The song that we sang today is written by Fanny Crosby. Now, Fanny Crosby was born blind. But he is now the blind prophet. And then, oh, he is the blind poet. In his childhood, he was in pain. His parents died early. And then he would sit on his grandma's lap. And then the grandma gave him new life. The grandma would read the Bible to him. So that Fendi could learn and write songs. And the grandma would bring him to be filled by the Spirit. And then Fanny Crosby became a great servant of our Lord. And his songs and strength saved so many Americans. And all the songs that she wrote are famous worldwide. He says, how we are hidden in the cleft of the rock, so that we could hide in His love, so that we could hide from this dry and thirsty land. And then He hide me in the depth of His love, and cover me with His hand, And that's exactly what we read in Exodus chapter 33. That we hide in God's
room.
And from there we see Christ's glory. And from there we see His face. Now I say that we are more precious than Moses. Now don't really think that you're better than Moses. Because now we're in a different age. In this new age is the age of the Spirit. That we can look at God's face to face. And God can fill us. God can be our new life. To be our new strength. And to walk with me all my life. And He wants to take me into glory. Brothers and sisters, let's pursue the Lord. Now today is Chinese New Year. Right? And then I think we have maybe a few less people today. Yeah, I think there's a fewer of us today. Now, did they go to sleep too late last night? Because the Lord should be the most important thing. Without the Lord, everything is in vain. Now, I think I'm slightly older than you are. And then I have walked the wilderness of life. But then without the Lord, we are dead. Without the Lord, we cannot go on further. Doesn't matter if you have a peaceful life. You are still in the wilderness. You live in this dry and thirsty land. But the Lord is alive. The Lord is a strength. And the Lord is a joy. So let's see His glory face to face. And then later on, there's this great thing happened to Israel. In the wilderness, there's this rebellion. Do you know the Korah? If you know Korah, then you know the Bible. In the Korah, there's this rebellion. Now, these are the Levi. And these people of Levi, they want a higher position. So that's why they rebelled. No, they're not only they revolt Moses, but they also rebel Aaron. Because Aaron is the high priest. And this Levi, they want to be high priest. And in fact, this Levi, they also serve the Lord. And these 250 of them, they carry this bucket. But then what they said is scary. And they wanted to rebel God and kill Moses. But then God said this to
Moses,
tell these people, and to tell everyone to leave their tent, because God is going to do one thing. They are going to die like everyone else. And then God did not send Moses to say a word. And God did this special thing. Now that the ground broke open, and these 250 just fell straight to hell. And then at that time, the whole tribe of Korah is now gone. Because God does not want to see men rebelled. But later on, now the Psalm is one of the books that we love to read. And in this Psalm, there's 12 chapters that are written. And then the author of these 12 Psalms, he called himself a descendant of Korah. Now, Korah is a bad name. But then there is this one place that talks about
Korah.
But in fact, this descendant is Samuel. And this is a great name. Because Samuel is someone who is simple heart. And he was the last judge. And he is the one that has the best prayer. Because a judge is kind of like a king. And this judge leads his people to war. And on one battle, Samuel won the battle because he prayed. And Samuel is the one who introduced David. Now Samuel is a great name. And he wrote 12 different psalms. And when he called himself the author, he said that I am a descendant of Korah. Now, if I was Samuel, I wouldn't call myself that name. Why not just use my beautiful name Samuel? Because at that time, Korah was a destructive tribe. But then out of God's hand, one survived from this tribe. Now, otherwise, how can we have a descendant? Now, this one person survived. And at the end, this person became Samuel. And I am Samuel. That I was a sinner. I'm only one of the survivors as a sinner. Now, are you a sinner as well? Now, if the more sinful you are, the more grace you receive. And then there's a song that says, I'm only a sinner saved by grace. This is my identity. And the glory is to the Lord. And I am only a sinner saved by grace. I'm not only a sinner, but I'm a saved sinner. Someone who is saved by grace. Now, have you seen this grace? Is it a big grace? It's such a great grace that it cannot be described by words. Men rebelled. So Moses took this 250 buckets and then he melded it into bronze pieces. And he used it to make an altar. So this altar became a bronze altar. And bronze is meaning judgment. So that it became a symbol of the rebellion. And this altar also means salvation. That the Lord went on to this altar to be the redemption for the sinners. For we were sinners. We were the most vile sinners. Now all these different tribes in the world, I'll say that maybe the Jews are the worst people because the Jews are smart. But they do a lot of bad things. Now, I've visited them many times. In the East Southern Asia, a lot of different countries. They call the Chinese. They call us the Eastern Jews. Because China is the financial center of Asia. But so the Chinese are great as well. The Chinese, we know how to earn money. And we know how to break the law. How we find the little holes in the law. So then the Southern Asians, they don't like Chinese. So they call us the Chinese Jews. But I tell you that now the number of Christians in China
is
bracket breaking. There's so many of us. I'll say it's about 100 million to 150 million. Now how the Chinese are blessed that we were sinners, but God died, or Christ died for us, and Christ shed His blood for us, and how the Spirit led us to His house. And then in these many years, the Spirit has done great work in China. When I was studying in university in Shanghai, the government proclaimed that there's only 1 million Christians in China. And I said at that time, it's not even a million. But now it's 100 to 150 million. Now when the United Nations, it says that there is 125 million Christians in China. And then the United Nations warned China. And it says there's more Christians than communists in China. So how about you treat them fairly? So China had received a great blessing. And then in the Bible, there's only one place that talks about China. It's that when the Lord comes. How many people from the north, from the south, from the west, and then it says from the east, it will say that it's from the heart. And then it says from the east is from China. So when the Lord comes, there's a lot of Christians in China. And these are the people that are restricted. And when you go to China, you see that on the churches, they see great vision. They wait for the Lord to come. And the Bible is amazing. He says that the mark of their belief to show the mark of the sovereignty of the Spirit, not only an external position, not the supports that you can see externally, so that the Lord asked the 12 tribes to bring them the rod, and also the rod of Aaron. They put it before the Lord. And after one night, now a rod is made from dry wood. But yet, this rod of Aaron has a bosom, and it had a flower. And then from that, it came an
elmer.
Meaning that the rod of Aaron is the sovereignty. How come the other rods does not have the same
thing?
Why is Aaron's rod has this flower? Because off of his tribe, there's the resurrected life. And from this rod, there is this spiritual life. Now, let's skip to the end. Today, I only wanted to use 10 minutes. So today, I'm going to hold to my time. So today, I'm going to take 10 extra minutes. Because after that, we talk about the fiery servant and the bronze servant. Now, the Israelites complain again. And then the fire servant come and bite them. So they come and ask Moses. And the Lord says, make a fiery servant and set it on a tree. Now, how can Moses make a fiery servant? And Moses can only make a bronze serpent. Because Moses cannot make a fiery serpent. And this is a command from the Lord. Bronze represents judgment. To make a bronze serpent, even though it has the shape of a serpent, but it does not have the life of a serpent. It has the shape of the serpent, but it does not have the venom of a serpent. We talk about the incarnated word, how Christ come in flesh, but yet there is no sin. And in the Bible, that's what it proclaimed Jesus. In John chapter
3,
he says how Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness. And that's how the Son of Man must be lifted up. So that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. Now Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, put it on a tree, and that's how the Son of Man was hung on a cross. And if you look at the wounds, you will die. But if you look at this cross, then you will live. Now this is a great song. Now there is a song that says, lift up and see the cross. Now the children of God, if we focus on our wounds, we will die. But whenever we lift up and look up, that's where we live. Now Moses has done many great things. But then everything he did had a reference in the New Testament. Jesus gave an explanation. Paul gave an explanation. And Moses, all the things he did has a relationship with us. And then at the end, Moses did not have an happy ending. And after many, many complainings from the Israelites, and then they're making circles in the wilderness, they came back to this same piece of rock, to the rock where the water came out. And at that time, the Israelites are thirsty again. They started complaining to Moses. And then Moses was irritated. How can they still complain to me after 40 years? And then Moses, God asked Moses not to strike the rock again, but said, give command to this rock. And then water will come out. And Moses was only to strike the rock once. Because Christ died for us once. He went on to the judgment
for
us. He was struck once. And from that we got living water. And then later on is the resurrected Christ. And then whenever you command it, the living water will come. So do not strike it again. Only give your command. But at that day, Moses was irritated. He raised up his staff and he hit the rock twice. And he said, if you want me to give you water this way, and then the Lord said to Moses, you have not believed me and treat me as holy. So you cannot go into Canaan. And you will die in the wilderness. And I'll say that's too big of a punishment. Moses spent his whole life going into Canaan. And all his hope is to bring the Israelites into Canaan. But the Lord did not let him. And then Moses
pleaded.
And then the God said, I'll just put you on a high mountain so that you could take a peek. You could take a peek of Canaan. That's a sad ending. And then if I was Moses, I would not rather even take a peek. If I take a peek and not keep able to go in, and then if you look at it, you feel sad. How can someone as great as Moses, how can someone be as loyal as Moses, still not going to the land of Canaan? Now Canaan is kingdom. Now who am I to go into this great kingdom? Then maybe at that time you feel discouraged. But that's not how you should understand it. Because God made and built Moses through the way. And this whole time he built Moses. So that everything aside from God can be stripped. And at the end, Moses is with God. Even though Moses could not go into the land of Canaan, but he went into the heavenly kingdom. How do we know that he is now in the heavenly kingdom? That's Matthew chapter 17. When Jesus is on the top of the mountain, when he prays, when his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white, and when his glories filled the whole mountain top, then in the Bible it specifically says that there's two faces that appear to them. One is Moses, the other one is Elijah. They appear to Jesus in his glory. Moses indeed went into the heavenly Canaan because Moses and Jesus appear in the glory together. And Peter and James and John were there as well. They are the representation of the overcomers. Moses and Elijah, they are the overcomers in the Old Testament. Moses is the law. Elijah are the prophets. So that the law and the prophets are the testimony of Christ. So praise the Lord that Moses was in glory. That Moses spent his whole life and God built him to make him. And after many, many trials, after many, many lessons, and then Moses is now called the godly man. He is the one who revealed God. And when you see Moses, his character is that he can reveal God. He could bring God to his people. And today, that is the mission of the church. That we will bring God to people. Wherever our footprints are, the people will hear God. The people will see God. The people will receive God. So that people will receive God abundantly. So today God is making and building you. Brothers and sisters, recognize the work of the Lord. Take care of all the little things. Because seldomly we encounter great things. And we do little things. Now, in a couple meetings, we will have a combined meeting with Pomona. I will talk about the days of the little things. Who belittled the days of the little things? It's through the little things. We be disobedient, be obedient, so that God's work can be revealed, so that the Lord can make us without burden. So that we could live his life more abundantly. And then our life passed by. We will receive the eternal value. That we may be with Christ in glory. So how about we sing this song again? That he hides my soul.